Thank you again. Welcome to Duda's Farm this morning. I'm going to introduce Don Plummer, our Food Policy Council Director.
Good morning, everyone. It's so great to see everyone. I'm thrilled to have this beautiful weather, and I come from Pittsburgh, and I'm very happy to be driving here in the beautiful landscape and to be joined by you all today. Thank you for being here. We're here to talk about and celebrate our farmers market nutrition programs, but before we get into that, I wanted to share a little bit more about what I do. I'm recently brought on to the staff of the Department of Agriculture as the director of the Pennsylvania Food Policy Council. How many of you have heard of a Food Policy Council before? A couple of you. Okay. So a Food Policy Council essentially does the work that we're seeing here, which is bringing together folks who are invested in the food system from all across the state and all across the industries and communities. So we bring together farmers, policymakers, state agencies, retailers, everyone, manufacturers, truckers, et cetera, everyone in the food system to look at the larger system and tackle the challenges that we face in that system and work together for solutions. So we see Pennsylvania is leading the way with the creation of a council, really looking at particularly food security questions. How can we improve our food access, make sure that our Pennsylvania products are nourishing our Pennsylvania kids and families and communities, trying to improve our food economies along the way, looking at environmental stewardship and sustainability, food waste, and questions like that. So we're just getting kicked off. We started our work at the early part of this year. We're in the process of setting our recommendations. Our council is an advisory council to Governor Shapiro. And so we're really excited to put together some recommendations for this next coming year. If you're interested in learning more, we have information on the PDA website. And I'm also happy to talk with folks this morning. So that's a little bit about what I've been up to. I'm also really excited to introduce our speakers today. Today we'll be looking at the Pennsylvania Farmers Market Nutrition Program, which really puts buying power into the farm communities and farmers market produce, and in the pockets of those who are food insecure. We know that, you know, additional funds to purchase nourishing food is really a helpful way to address food security. And so now, instead of walking past healthy choices, farmers market nutrition program puts purchasing power in your pocket to buy some of Pennsylvania's best seasonal food, produce, and nutritional food that you can find in farmers market stands. So there's many benefits to this program. Obviously, there's public health benefits, and there's economic benefits in terms of the farmers who receive those funds, and you know, are able to support those purchases. And farmers like the Duda family here are working hard in their fields to produce foods for our communities and the community here in Brownsville, but also for communities across the region. We know that farms like the Duda farm reach communities all the way up into Pittsburgh and all the way around the region. So really are anchors of our food security and our food system in this part of the state. And we're really excited to celebrate this program in the southwestern part of the state today. And we also know that we connect with our neighbors as well in West Virginia. So there's, there's benefits for the communities and economies of our surrounding states as well. So without any further ado, I would like to invite Mark Duda, owner of Duda Farms, to come and share a few comments with you.
I just want to thank everybody for coming here today. A little bit overwhelmed and humbled for you all to be here at our farm and have the Secretary of Agriculture for Pennsylvania to be here. What an honor. Me and my brother Andrew over there, we're the ones that run the farm here. I guess I have 15 minutes, is that right? But in all seriousness, we truly love what we do. We love growing food for our community. We really, really do. I mean, it's in our blood. We've been doing it our whole life. We currently have 9 retail markets in the region. 2 are in West Virginia. The other 7 are here, including our base market right here at the farm. This is our home base. We do have markets as far north as West Mifflin in Pittsburgh, and then all around Fayette County, a little bit in Westmoreland, and one in Greene. But we, you know, this I can go on and on and on. You know, it's we grow a lot. We grow probably 30 different crops. Our number one crop is sweet corn. Number two closely is tomatoes. We're really known for our sweet corn. One of the things saying goes, a person came up to me maybe 20 years ago and said, "Hey, dude, what are you doing? Putting sugar in that soil? Why is that corn so sweet?" So we used that as a slogan for a while, and it's kind of stuck. And we were very, very proud of the products we grow. A newer thing that we've added in, a value-added product, is we've been doing our canned products. A lot of them are our recipes. What's neat is that extends our season year-round. So like the tomatoes we grow will get turned into a spaghetti sauce, which has a shelf life of 2 years. So it's one of the newer things we've done. More importantly, though, the reason why we're here is the farmer market program. We are huge fans of it. It's fantastic. It helps us out tremendously. I mean, it gets people to the market that may not have been to the market. It's been huge. And talking to other growers, we're friends with all the other growers in the area. We always try to help each other out. We're not enemies. We're in this together, and they're all big fans and supporters of it too. So keep that farmer market program alive. It's fantastic. So I think that's all I have to say. I don't want to go on too long. I could ramble on and on and on. But again, thank you, Secretary, for coming today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark. And next we'll hear from Sheila Christopher, who is the Executive Director of Hunger Free Pennsylvania, and I should add, also a member of our Pennsylvania Food Policy Council Advisory Committee.
Thank you, Dawn. All of us can appreciate the taste of garden tomatoes, steamed green vegetables, stuffed green peppers, or fresh out of the oven zucchini bread. But many have never had such luxuries, especially low-income families. 1 in 10 seniors, 1 in 7 children. If we added two more people to this little group, this is our food insecure seniors, our food insecure children. That's a lot in a small group like ourselves. Hunger and health are deeply connected. People who are food insecure are disproportionately affected by diet-sensitive chronic diseases, such as diabetes and high blood pressure. And according to research, food insecurity is also linked to many adverse effects to overall health. Eating fresh food is a wonderful way to get the most out of your nutrition. Fresher ingredients provide higher levels of vitamins, minerals, and other essential nutrients than those that have been processed or packaged. Fresh fruits and vegetables are full of antioxidants and fiber. Eating fresh food is associated with more energy due to a higher vitamin content. Requests for food assistance remain at pandemic levels. Food inflation in 2023 has also food prices increased by 6%. The Farmers Market Nutrition Program checks many boxes: healthy alternatives, freshness fruit full of nutrients, food security, and no impact on budgets. Thank you to our state and federal governments for once again providing resources to our food insecure families.
Thanks so much, Sheila. Next, we'll hear from Representative Ryan Warner.
Thank you, and I just first want to say it's a privilege to be out here today. I want to thank the Dudas for hosting us. This is a new part of my district, so I'm very thrilled to have the Duda Farm as part of the 52nd District. I don't think it's a secret to anybody that we know that especially the sweet corn, as it was mentioned earlier, is a staple here in Fayette County. I also want to thank Secretary Redding. Since I've been in office, Secretary Redding has been a bulldog for agriculture. He's been fantastic to work with in a very bipartisan fashion. Any issue that I've had, he's always been there to help out. And it's very much an honor to have him here in Fayette County today, and excited that he's going to get a tour of some other farms and get to go out to the Fayette County Fair. As many of us know, August is fair month here in Fayette County, right? We have the Fayette County Fair, Bullskin Fair, Lower Tyrone Township Fair. And it's a good celebration, an acknowledgement of what's important to our county. The Duda Farm is important to Fayette County. Agriculture is important to Fayette County, and agriculture is important to Pennsylvania. It's respectively both of their top industries. So it is very much an honor to work with a group of people, a dedicated group of people here in Fayette County, from our Farm Bureau, from my colleagues, Commissioner Scott Dunn, Representative Charity Krupa, that are on board all together working for one goal: to support those around us for our county's top industry. So to have an event here like this today, to be out here celebrating the Duda's Farms and later going on the Jackson Farms, which are just giant staples in Fayette County, it's an honor. And I can say that it's an honor to me personally, coming from an agricultural background, to represent them and to be here today. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Next, we'll hear from Kevin Hancock, Special Advisor to the Secretary of the Department of Aging.
Hi. Thank you very much for inviting me to attend today, and thank you very much to my partners in the Department of Agriculture for having an opportunity to highlight this great program. The food voucher program is what we consider to be core programming for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And it's something that we really like to elevate and highlight at the Pennsylvania Department of Aging, not the least of which, from what all of Sheila had said, the relationship between fresh food and health and well-being of older adults is the critical nature of which cannot be over-highlighted. It is incredibly important for older adults, especially older adults with lower incomes, to be able to have access to fresh food as much as they possibly can, to be able to support their health and well-being, and also to help with their quality of life. Because fresh food is really a wonderful staple, and it's really something that everybody should have access to, regardless of where they live and regardless of their level of income. This program helps support that, and we will do everything we can now and in the future to continue to highlight it, and potentially, if we are given the opportunity to expand it and to continue to expand access. I grew up in this part of the state, and I grew up with sweet corn from Fayette County, and I have to say that all of my life, I hopefully will continue to have access to it, and I actually drive out here sometimes to be able to get it and take it home with me. I'm hoping that all of the older adults who live in this area and anywhere else in the state have that same opportunity, and this voucher program certainly helps to support continued access. And why that right now is particularly important is because with the unwinding of the public health emergency and the reduction of SNAP benefits that many older adults use to have access to be able to maintain their food security, those cuts have put that food security in jeopardy. This voucher program helps bridge the gap that those cuts helped to create. And we will look to do all we can to make sure that they continue to be available for older adults, regardless of where they live, but especially here in Fayette County. Thank you again for the opportunity, and I consider it to be an honor to be invited here today, and look forward to having an opportunity to continue to promote this program as much as we possibly can. Thank you.
As you were talking, Kevin, I was reminded that this is the first year I will have connected my own mom to this exact program in Dauphin County. So we should all be advocates for the program, make sure that folks around us who could take advantage of it really are plugged in and supporting our farmers and getting all of this fabulous food. And I will also be grabbing some sweet corn on my way out, that's for sure. Without any further ado, I want to welcome Secretary Russell Redding to share some remarks.
Thank you, Dawn. Hey, Dawn, thank you, and good morning, everybody. Good to be here. You know, sometime I'll learn just to stop. Everything that has been said is exactly what needed to be said, right? We have heard the word honor mentioned several times, and what an honor it is to be here, right? I think it's an amazing day that we get a chance to talk about agriculture in the state, talk about food nutrition, talk about some of the things that are, you know, the most central to a functioning society. Are here, right? And that is what the focus of today is about. And any day that we get a chance to pause long enough to say thanks to the people who feed us, we should do that. right? So thank you to the farm community for what you do. Thank you. But let me continue with the thank yous. As I look around, I just want to make sure that everybody here sort of appreciates the partnership that we have, right? It is very difficult for us in the Department of Agriculture to do what we do without a lot of people doing what they do and do it well, right? And it begins, you know, with the governor and what he does. It begins with the legislature and the support that we receive, the creation of the programmatic side of both agriculture work that we do, from research to land preservation, which Fayette County leads, to the work on food nutrition. And everybody here thinks they're normal, is that right? Yeah. Let me tell you, I mean, we live in a state where this abundance that we have around us is something that we're proud of. From an economic standpoint, critical agriculture piece of that, right? It's a huge piece of our economy. But we're also among a select group of states that has its own state food purchase program. It's one of the few states that has a food policy council. It's one of the few states that has a senior food box. There are things that we have done over time that allow us to take the abundance of what we produce and share that, right? And share that in so many ways. Share it at farmers markets. We share it in our retail setting. We share it through our charitable food system and to the food banks. And that network that became we knew they were important. They became critical during the last couple of years. And I think for everybody to understand and appreciate that that is not normal. That is exceptional, right? And I think that is an amazing piece of what we get a chance to work in and the industry we be part of, but also the people we get a chance to do it with. So the partnership with the House and the Senate is critical. The work that our charitable food system does across Pennsylvania is critical. But it begins on a farm. And that's the beauty of what we're talking about today. Everything that we do inside the food system begins with raw product and raw labor, right? People have taken the risk, the innovation, and all of the challenges that come with production agriculture to produce these amazing products, right? And that is something that we every day should be thankful for and grateful to, you know, Mark and Andrew and the other farm community across both Fayette County and across Pennsylvania. So thank you for what you do every day on behalf of Pennsylvania. We're also blessed that this program is a partnership with those that I've noted, but also includes our Congress, right? And what the Congress has identified in terms of nutrition programs, one of the pieces is the Farmers Market Nutrition Program. So the money that is appropriated at the federal level is matched by state. That is unique, right? So this state of Pennsylvania chooses to put additional money up to help leverage the Farmers Market Nutrition Program appropriation. In some states, it's only what the federal government provides. Again, everybody thinks we're normal. This is a match. So I look at the federal resources as sort of yeast, right, that helps raise other money in terms of food nutrition. So we have a program that is roughly $3.5 million. Half of that roughly is from our federal partners, and the other half is by way of our appropriation from the House and the Senate. So thank you to our members of the House and Senate for the work you do and the support you give us. But having context, and that's why being at the farm is important, and making sure that you put the nutrition programs in the context of all of the other things that we do around agriculture. You can't have a charitable food system without a food system that's charitable. Doesn't work, right? We have to. And we recognize that the belief of the Dudas and the other 1,160 farmers and farm markets across the state are part of the Farmers Market Nutrition Program. They have to elect to be in the program. There's an application process. They have to agree to redeem the vouchers. They have to agree to sell Pennsylvania product. Love all kinds of fruits and vegetables, but like, you know, Pennsylvania's even better, right? That is one of the prerequisites here. It is why you can't go to a retailer, to the grocery store, and participate in the Farmers Market Nutrition Program, right? It's in the name. The goal here is twofold. One, obvious to make sure that we provide those who are at risk of hunger, whether they are seniors over the age of 50. And by the way, that has to be somebody who is 185% of poverty level income to qualify in 60 years of age. So think about that, right? 185% of poverty before it triggers participation in the Senior Farmers Market Nutrition Program for the vouchers. And on the women, infant, and children, same qualification there of being eligible for that program triggers being in the Farmers Market Nutrition Program. So there are, you know, connections here of both food and nutrition. But secondly is to support our farmers markets. This is really important. Mark has said it well. They love what they do. And there are a lot of the Mark and Andrew Dudas across the state. I mean, they love doing this. It's a great, great tool to help drive business to them. But they're also recognizing the needs that are around them. And there are folks who simply would not come to a farmer's market or at least be able to buy what is at a farmer's market without some support. Fair?
Fair.
Yeah. So that's important to us. And this year, a significant change to the program, not the eligibility side, but the vouchers themselves. So seniors this year will get five $10 vouchers for a total of $50. And the WIC eligible receive three $10 for a total of $30. So they get the vouchers and they redeem those at any of the farmers markets across the state of Pennsylvania to include here with Dudas Farm. So important part of our, I think, response to both agriculture and hunger in the state. It is a response to what all of us see around the local community of need. It's a recognition that we are better together. By joining forces of the farmers markets and federal appropriation and a state appropriation. But at the end of the day, it's making sure that we are being responsive to those who are in need of nutritional assistance, whether they are women, infant, and children in Pennsylvania or our senior population. And just a note of thanks to all of the farmers and the farmers market participants across Pennsylvania who do this, who take the vouchers, but also to our agencies and partner in the Department of Aging and Department of Health are both partners, as noted here today, from Aging. We couldn't do it what we do without them, right? The gateway to getting vouchers is through the AAAs in the county. That's for the seniors, and for the WIC vouchers, it's through the WIC clinics and the Department of Health. So that's the access points for the vouchers. To all present, I mean, what you can help us do is obviously, you know, publicize this program, encourage, once the vouchers are issued, redemption of voucher, right? We have a major challenge on the women, infant, and children side to get the vouchers that are issued to be redeemed. And they've got to be redeemed before the end of November, right? End of growing season for Pennsylvania. So make sure that we're messaging that. Seniors, we have learned that if you give the seniors a voucher, most times they will redeem those, right? As long as they have access. And that is an issue that came up earlier about where to redeem the vouchers. That means something if you have access to a market like this or one of the other nine locations at Duda. But it is not universal, again. There are places in Pennsylvania and even this county that a farm market is simply out of reach. So how do you address the issues of distribution? That is a collective challenge that we don't have, you know, a full answer for, but it's important to make sure that once those vouchers are issued, because they're not transferable, right? We give them to you as the person, that individual has to use them in the program. So we try to make that easy, however, with an online app and PA Farmers Market Nutrition Program Market Locator. I did this on the way out and plugged in Duda Farms, and nine locations came up. Is that right?
That's right.
Right. So it works, right? It works. But you can go in and put in the county, you could put in zip code, you could put in name of market, and it will take you there. Right? It tells you where it is, and you can put them out. So we started that a year ago just to make sure it's easy for folks to find the markets across Pennsylvania. So I'll end where I began with a simple thank you. You know, it's really humbling, as noted here, to be part of this industry that every day amazes me about the people who are in it, the dedication that they have to it, the recognition that it's both critical to the economic success of our communities and state, but it's also critically important to the functioning of our daily lives. And that is not something that we should ever allow somebody else to tell the story of. It's what we do. We take a look at the evening news and look around the world, right? Where there is some level of conflict, there is usually hunger. And that is not what we want. It's not where we are, and we're blessed to be here in the state of Pennsylvania with an abundant agriculture, but also a food and a charitable food system that recognizes the neighbors around us in the abundance of what we produce and sharing that across the state. One of the programs is through the Farmers Market Nutrition Program. So thank you all for your support and appreciate you being here. Thank you.
Wonderful. So that wraps up our remarks, but we did want to open up to questions and provide answers when we can. If anyone has a comment or a question you wanted to share, now would be the time to do that. And I don't know, Secretary, if you would like to field these questions, I'm happy to help.
Yeah, it's both a question and comments. I do also want to say thank you to Daryl Becker and the Farm Bureau, and who's been anybody who knows him. Persistence comes to mind. Is that fair?
Yeah.
But a great advocate for agriculture here in Fayette County in Pennsylvania. Thank you. And to Farm Bureau, thank you. Other questions, comments?
I think you could add in the word passionate to Daryl.
He's very passionate, yes. And you're lucky here to have a Farm Bureau that, you know, is engaged and thinking and helping to solve these problems. You've got commissioners who are committed to agriculture in so many ways, and thank you for that. Just the farmland preservation. Yeah, thank you. I mean, they're you can get down that list, but you're not going to get you'll run out of time before you run out of things that they help us do, from conservation to preservation to food and so forth. So thank you, and to the House and Senate members again. Always mindful when we go to the appropriations hearings. Which you have two members, Senate and House, and an Ag committee member, new committee member, Representative. Thank you for saying yes to Ag. But the appropriate, these are the types of questions that we get, right, about redemption rates, about funding, and what are you doing? So this is all part of the story, but you've got great advocates here who are both on the appropriation side and from a policy standpoint on the Ag committee. So great combination. Thank you. Other questions, comments?
Just a reminder that Ag Progress Days are coming up. Just to invite the public to that.
Yeah, that'll be next week at Penn State, Ag Progress Days. And again, something we look forward to every year. And I always sort of underscore the word progress in the title. Some days you get into this work and it's hard to look up and see anything other than what the work that you're doing, and not always having context to that work. And you go to Penn State Ag Progress Days and you realize two things. One, the people who share that commitment of the industry and all of its dynamics are there as well, and you get a chance to interface with them. But you also get a chance to talk through some of the policy issues and needs of agriculture and what we're doing and where we're making progress, but also imparting sort of what the expectations are for the year to come. And that's a good thing. So thank you. And to the fair season. Right. What an amazing state, by the way. The county, you've got three, am I right, or four?
There's four total.
Four total. 109 across the state of Pennsylvania. And say often, if you want to see Pennsylvania, go to the fair. If you want to see America, go to the fair. Right? That is where it's at. And it's an amazing. So to have four, all good. It's great stuff. So anyhow, any final comments? Bill Jackson, you ready for ice cream? All right.
I just have one little comment. You know, thank you so much for this. My seniors at the Masontown Senior Center and in our surrounding area were just thrilled to have these vouchers and to be able to use them, and especially with the increase in not only the income guidelines, but for the vouchers themselves. And when I told them after Daryl graciously invited me to come to this event, that I was coming, do they have any comments? And they wanted to say thank you for not forgetting about them and helping them out.
Yeah, quite welcome. Thank you. That's good. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thanks, everybody, for being here, and thanks for your support.